1620 94.5 WTAW. Brazos County Commissioners have added more requirements to their policy regarding public conduct at their meetings. Staff recommendations that were adopted were explained by the Commission's General Counsel, Bruce Arrett.
Run you briefly through what the changes were that have been created by the County Commissioners Court staff. The first one was that requests to speak have to be submitted at least 5 minutes prior to the meeting. We were getting them after the meeting had already started. There's no way to organize them and get them to the person that's running the meeting in time. So that was added. We have limited public comment to 3 minutes instead of 4 minutes because that's generally what we've seen people actually use. Proper courtroom attire, we haven't clearly defined that in the past, so it's more clearly defined, and it brings us consistent with what is done at the courthouse for courtroom attire, essentially business casual. You don't have to wear a suit and tie and anything fancy, but business casual. Media equipment is not going to be allowed on the bench or on the podium itself. The interviews, we're asking they be conducted outside of the courtroom, and we need to make it clear to the public and to the media that when we adjourn for like an executive session, we're still in our meeting, and that's not the appropriate time to rush you and try to get interviews and answers to questions, that needs to wait until after the meeting actually resigns. Our original rules were written in 2009. Commissioner's Court amended them in 2016, but the only amendment was the 4 minute limit at that time. So this is the first significant revision since 2009.
Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters also announced, starting in the future, there will be no longer a second opportunity for public comment, which was at the end of their open meeting.
And I believe, probably starting next week, we will eliminate the public input at the end of the meeting. We're certainly going to keep the public hearing, or public input at the first.
Yes, sir.
And that allows the public the opportunity to come in and speak. And I believe that that's when the public can speak, and they can speak to any item on the agenda or anything else that they care to speak to.
Yes, sir.
But they wouldn't be speaking when the item comes up. That's not the portion for the public to speak. It's during the public input.
Okay.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Non-motion carried.
It is the first significant change to a policy adopted in 2009. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.